Okay, so we have a lot of great stuff set up from The Force Awakens that we have to pay off in this movie, so let's start with Snoke. What do you have planned for Snoke?
Sure. Well, you know how he was this dark, ominous hologram figure?
Yeah.
Well, in Episode 8, we're gonna see him in person, and he's gonna be more of like a disfigured old playboy.
He is.
Yeah, and he has like a really flashy gold robe on. It looks like what they probably give you if you rent a suite at a Trump hotel.
Interesting.
Yeah, so overall, he looks like if Hugh Hefner fell face first down an elevator shaft, and then they did their best.
And so do we find out more about him as a character?
Oh yeah, definitely. So you know how in the first movie it was like, who is this guy? What's his deal?
Yeah.
Well, in this movie we confirm that he's like an evil guy.
Oh, okay, saving him for a bigger role in Episode 9.
No, he dies.
He does?
Yeah, Kylo Ren cuts him in half.
Wow, do you think the fans are gonna be disappointed, or
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, we kind of baited fans for 2 years with questions like, who's Snoke? And now he's dead.
Right, that's what makes it so surprising.
Oh, true, I didn't think of it that way.
Plus, it gives more weight to the reveal of Rey's parents.
Oh yeah, about that, they are nobody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kylo Ren says he saw it in a vision, so they're dead, they're nobody.
Is he telling the truth?
Yeah, I don't know, we're just gonna kind of gloss over it.
Okay, so what about the other big cliffhanger?
What's that?
Well, at the end, Rey is handing Luke his lightsaber back. It's like a huge moment.
Oh yeah, well, he just tosses it over his shoulder like garbage.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he squeezes some boobs and goes fishing.
Whose boobs?
Just this big alien sea cow with four boobs.
A big alien sea cow with four boobs.
Yeah, and then the alien sea cow with four boobs looks at Rey like, you seen this?
So we're really taking all the stuff that The Force Awakens set up and just throwing it out the window.
Pretty much, yeah. But here's the thing. I don't think JJ actually had answers to those questions.
What makes you say that?
Well, I mean, you've seen Lost.
True, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so I figure let's just kind of wipe the slate clean.
Fair enough. Let the past die. Kill it if you have to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Can I add that in?
Sure.
Thanks. And oh, actually, there is one big question we are gonna answer in here.
What's that?
How does Kylo Ren look without a shirt on?
Was that a big question?
Don't tell me you've never wondered.
No, I don't think I have.
Well, the answer is surprisingly good.
Well, okay.
Yeah, dude works out.
So what else happens in the movie?
Oh, well, there's a really powerful scene where Kylo Ren, with his shirt on, is gonna kill his mom, Leia.
Like he killed his father.
Exactly, but at the last second, he stops himself.
Wow.
But then it's too late. Leia's command post is hit by another ship from the First Order.
Incredible.
Yeah, and we see her body floating through space, and it's a really beautiful end for the character, because
you should have her fly back.
What?
Leia, have her fly back like Mary Poppins.
But how?
You know Mary Poppins?
Yeah, I know Mary Poppins.
Have her fly back like Mary Poppins.
But how?
She uses the Force? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I don't really have plans for her for the rest of the movie, but
she could be in a coma. It's cool.
Yeah, no, sure. I'll have her fly back like Mary Poppins.
Awesome, thanks. I really like Mary Poppins.
You're welcome.
So I'm still not getting exactly what this movie is about.
Okay, well basically imagine a car chase.
Yeah, sounds exciting.
Now imagine that chase was happening in space and really slowly.
Right?
So basically that's it. The First Order is waiting for the Resistance to run out of fuel so they can blow them up.
That doesn't sound super thrilling.
It's not. And also the Resistance can't go light speed because the First Order can track them now.
So they just kind of
float around for the whole movie. So then Finn and this new character Rose go on a super long side quest that doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all?
Not even a little. And they go to this casino city and they see like slave children and slave animals.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, and they manage to free the animals, so they're like, you know what? No matter what happens, this was worth it.
Not the slave children?
No, they're still slaves.
And what's the deal with this Rose character? Why is she in this?
Well, she's there so Finn can have someone to say funny things to.
Right, makes sense.
Also, at the end of the movie, Finn is gonna make this amazing self-sacrifice and save the day, and she swoops in and stops him.
Why?
Because she wanted a little kiss.
Oh, that's cute, I guess.
Yeah, and it really comes out of nowhere because there was no romantic chemistry there whatsoever.
And she stops him from saving the day. Doesn't that put everybody's lives in danger?
It does. I mean, Luke shows up and saves the day, but she didn't know that was gonna happen.
And what about some of the other characters? What about BB-8?
Well, BB-8 is now a superhero.
Really?
Yeah, he's basically the best fighter in the movie.
Wow.
What about Captain Phasma?
Oh, well, I thought she was really underused in the first movie.
Agreed.
So I did that again.
Oh.
Yeah, and also she dies.
Wow.
But we do find out her armor is like really strong, like blaster proof.
How come only she has that armor and not all the stormtroopers?
I don't know.
And Rey?
Yeah, she gets a lot stronger in this movie with little to no training or struggle.
It's like the classic hero's journey, but you cut out all the middle stuff.
Exactly.
What else happens? We have R2-D2 and C-3PO. They both show up and they're like,
hey, we're in this.
Fan service.
Mm-hmm, and also there's a purple-haired vice admiral that keeps secrets for no reason, and Kylo Ren and Rey slide into each other's force DMs. Okay, now let's talk merchandise.
Okay.
You mentioned BB-8, but I feel like we need something new to sell toys.
Yeah, makes sense.
I know it's gonna be tough to come up with something that people just blindly throw money at.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, just what are two creatures that people find cute?
I don't know, seals and penguins.
Perfect, I'll mix those two together and put a bunch of them on Luke's island.
Are you gonna incorporate them into the plot somehow?
No.
Okay, this is fun. What else can we come up with?
Okay, what are some amazing gifts you'd surprise your wife with?
I don't know, maybe a puppy or some jewelry?
Okay, so how about...
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. I'd love to hear in the comments section what you thought of The Last Jedi. Where does it rank on your list of Star Wars movies? Also, let me know what other movies I should do pitch meetings for. And keep an eye on the YouTube community tab for voting on that. And while you're there, you can subscribe to Screen Rant if you haven't already. I'll see you guys next time.